annual Beit Zakkai program of Young Israel of Hillcrest. And we're going to be learning Bez Hashem Hillcrest Beit HaKnesset this summer to Seder HaShulchan Aruch. That means I'll give you packets that will go straight in the Shul. Because the Seder HaGemara is not one, you can't get all the Hillcrest Beit HaKnesset in any one place in the Gemara. It's not like Hillcrest Sitzes where it's all together, or Pidyon HaBen, it was all together. It's all, you know, a little bit in this Gemara, a little bit in that Gemara. I mean, it's a lot in Megillah, but still it's all scattered over, so therefore we provide for you the packets every day, so everything will be to Seder. Okay, the Seder Hayom is, we have Chavrusa Achana from 2 to 3.15, the Shir is from 3.15 till a quarter to 5, a quarter to 5 to 5 is Mincha, and then Chazara with Chavrusa from 5 to 6. And we meet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And we'll see how we'll go as long as we'll see how we'll go. I'll let you know when the Sof Hazman will be. And I'd like to welcome everybody. Bez Hashem, we could have the Yad Hashmaya to learn these Limudim. They're very interesting, very Nogei Lamaisa. I'd also like to dedicate the Shiurim Le'iloi Nishmas of Suna, who participated last year very much in the Shiurim, who is no longer with us, and we should remember his memory while we're learning this summer. Okay. If you look just on page 2, in the Shulchan Aruch, the first din in the Shulchan Aruch, is Koyfin b'nei ha'ir ze'ezeh livnos beis ha'knesset v'liknos lantar nevim uksubim. So there apparently is a halacha, which we'll see, that it's not sufficient just to daven. You can daven in somebody's basement. You could get a minion together. There is an Indian besides the mitzvah of davening to have a structure of a Beit HaKnesset, to have a mokom that is a Beit HaKnesset that kavua l'tfilah, above and beyond the chiyuv of davening. In other words, these people, or kofin b'nei ir zez, as we'll see, are people who are otherwise davening. It's not that till now they weren't davening. No, they're davening. They have a somebody is very nice to offer his basement. You know, every Friday night you come to my basement, Shabbos morning you'll come to this guy's living room and you'll daven, and for Mincha you'll go to the guy's kitchen and you'll daven. You know, it's all very nice, but that's apparently not enough. And we have to understand what the source of this, what the mocker of this is. But there is a halacha that one day somebody could decide that, hey, we have the means, so therefore we have to buy a makom. And we'll have to discuss whether Beit HaKnesset means to buy a makom or is enough to rent. If you're renting, is that also considered that you are mekayim this halacha of having a Beit HaKnesset? If you pay rent to the local public school and you rent the gym for Shabbos, is that called that you have? Or no, you have to have a structure that's built, that is yours, l'shem Beit HaKnesset. So we'll see that. So this halacha is a Tosefta on the first page in Bava Metzias. It says, Kofin b'nei ha'ir zeh ez zeh livnos lahen Beit HaKnesset liknos lahen Sefer Torah u'nevim. That the b'nei ha'ir can be kofin zeh ez zeh. So what does that mean? That you have a, say you have 20 families in the community and they don't have a shul. They've been davening in somebody's basement. They don't have a shul. And three families say, we think, you know, we know that it's within the means of the community to donate the money and have so. And the 17 families are very happy with the shtiebel in the somebody's basement, the other 17 families. So this is the din, that kofin b'nei ha'ir zeh ez zeh. And we'll see that the Mefarshim point out that you don't even need a rov. In other words, you don't need that the rov of the people are even interested in making this structure or buying a shul. But they can kofa, livnos, Beit HaKnesset, and to buy a Sefer Torah and a Nevi'im. Okay? So, this is a Chiddush. that there is a din of having a Beis Knesset, because you, in other words, it's not just Stam a convenience that we need to daven, and not everyone is going to be able to have in a community that they're going to be able to go to somebody's basement or something like that, so might as well have a shul. No, it's a din that you have to have a shul. It's a din in the community that there's a chiyuv to have a Beis Knesset. And that din is koifin b'nei ha'ir zeh libnos lehem Beis Knesset. And that's the first halakha in Hilchos Beis Knesset. This chiyuv.
Then,
why isn't there a
halacha? You have to have a mikvah, right?
I know that. A halacha you have to have a mikvah. But we'll see. There's also a din of kosher to have a mikvah.
Is there a halacha that you move from it? Is there no halacha that you have to go to the shul? It's like only if you want to, not as a chiyuv. And if no one wants
to, there'll be no chiyuv. Right. In other words, say no one wanted it.
Right.
No one wanted it. Then what? But then would we say, in other words, would stand this community out being mavatel, whatever, we haven't defined what the mitzvah is.
Right.
But say no one's interested. Do we say that these people are avayonim? What would you say? No one would be interested. So that might depend upon what type of halacha this is. So I think when we, as we'll see more of the sources of what's going on here, we'll be able to determine what the nature of this halacha is. The Magen Avraham just adds, if you look in Kuf Nun, the Kot Na'alef, the Ksuvim, Sheikra, Behem, Kol Mishi, Yirtzim, and Atzibur, merely the Dabki, Bimeim, Shalonitan, Lichtov, Raktor, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Right, that was back then the only written things they had was the Tanakh. Aval akshav mechuyovim gam liknos gemaros v'lamed behem l'ktanim gedolim. But today, we have other things that we have the gemaros, all the svarim that you see on the shelves here, the Judaica Press and the articles and the all these things. So all these things are also part of the chiyuv, which is interesting that they could be kofer to have public svarim.
It seems to me that there's a fundamental difference. The Tosefta only talks about Sefer Torah Nevi'im, which would seem to imply that it has something to do with the Tzibur,
right.
And the Ramah here, the Mechaber is adding Ksuvim, and that opens up the box.
Right. Dr. Peg is pointing out very well. In other words, you could say, If you look carefully, the Tosefta only says Sefer Torah Nevi'im. Sefer Torah creates a Torah, and Nevi'im is for the Haftorah, which you need to have the regular service in the shul. Ksuvim. Well, Ksuvim is
Megillah.
Yeah. So that's what Dr. Bay is saying. Once you have Ksuvim, which you okay, except for the Chamesh Megillah, you don't really use it in the shul service. But in other words, that's what Dr. Craig is saying. Once you have Ksuvim, so that opens up the Pandora's box to all of Svarim. In other words, that opens up the Magen Avraham. That's what Dr. Craig is saying. Because in other words, you could have said that there's no din kfiya on what, that there should be a shas in the shul, that there should be I'm not so sure whether, like this man has said, that everyone has their own private sperm. Everyone has their shas and their gusmosh and, you know, is there still a chiv on the, you know, in the time of the Magen Avraham, I assumed, you know, that was before Eichel was legalizing, you know, all these places, you know, who had their own private libraries. No one had private libraries. Then it was, you went to learn. You came to the local base medrash. Right. Still Carson. Right. Yeah, so that's, yeah, so Moshe is saying that if it's a din, that, but in other words, the question is this part of the same din of the Kofin to have the base Knesset, or is this a separate din? So it's like Dr. Pega points out, from the Tosefta, it's just mashma that the Tzibur Dika Halachas, you need, but I think if we learn more, maybe these things will become clear. Okay. So that's the halacha of the Tosefta. Okay. Now this halacha is interesting. It's not only brought down in Hilchos in Aruch Chaim, Hilchos Beit Knesset. It's also brought in Choshen Mishpat. So in Choshen Mishpat, we have here the halachas of the Kuf Samakim, the Varm Shabnei Yir Kofim Zed Zed. So you have a whole thing of that Bnei Ha'ir are Kofim Zezeh. So it says like this, Kofim Bnei Ha'ir Zezeh, feel me at Kofim as Hamerubim. So you see here these halachas are even, that most people couldn't care less. The Mi'at has a right to be Kofa the role on these things. Klasas Koyma, the Lasayim Ubariach La'ir, right, to make a wall around the ear with proper locks, etc. And that's if most people say we don't care. We're not masked on that. We'll let people come in. We don't care. The Mi'at has a right to stand up and say we want it, and they can be called for the role. V'livnos lahem beis ha'knesset, v'liknos sefer Torah nevi'im uksuvim kdei shikra b'hem kol mi sheyitzeh min ha'tzibur. So, in other words, these are a communal obligations that you should have. The Mi'at can be called for the role, that there should be a place where you can come to daven, a communal place, and you can come to learn. So therefore you need the Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. And it's mashma that the Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim is Kidei Sheikra Ben Kol Mishayitza Men HaTzibur, meaning not for the public laning. But someone wants to learn Yirmiyahu. You have somebody like that. No, right? People learn Tanakh or whatever. You should learn Tanakh, of course. Right? So you kofa to have the public library. You kofa to have a public library for the community. Now, I was just wondering whether that would apply even, I guess, even Bizman Azeh maybe, if not everyone could afford or whatever, maybe. But whether it would apply also. So that's what Moshe is saying, that even Bizman Azeh, it should apply. Oh.
You cited the Prisha.
Yeah. What did I say?
The
Prisha.
The Prisha?
Oh, I didn't even realize that. Where is that? Oh, so Dr. Prager points out the in the Sma, Sif Cotton, which Aleph. Kofim b'nei Yair, mashma b'chol inyan, afilu enes mucha l'svar, mitchil kosa v'tor, v'chabe losh, and amishn d'katan yisam b'nei Yair, v'chaka, y'bei v'chol da... No, in Beis.
No,
Aleph
of Prisha, right.
Where
were you?
Yeah, that's Beis, right. K'tei shikra b'hem. Kenu lashon aramba paragraph d'shchenu. Uvepisha kasati lo didan d'sfar mitzuyim b'neinu lo nogim lichpos b'kniyus sfar. Oh. So he comes out against him, Moshe.
Kim
sefer Torah. Right. The Sma. Sif cotton base. Mirasi 9. Sefer Mirasi 9. Sif cotton base. Is he with the bases?
Base.
No.
So in other words, Ladidon, that's Svarim Amatsuyim, so we're not knowing to be kosher on Kniyas Svar, only Sefer Torah. But Mishum Bittel Torah, Bezin can be kosher. Whereas what? If I have a personal library and people can't afford Svarim, so there's not going to be kofa that I should lend out Svarim to people in the community. But the actual din of... Because, you see, there's no din... You see, if you say that the din of a Beis Knesset is some halacha, that you have to have a Beis Knesset, So you could say that that's called Velo Yavor. But this isn't just a halacha in learning. So the whole point of having the Sfarim in the shul is for learning. So then you could say that today everyone has their own private libraries and we're not kofa on the Sfarim. So the only thing we're kofa is on the Beit Knesset and the Sefer Torah. Now, who is obligated to participate in this collection? So it says, V'chol hadar b'ir yud beis chadoshim. That's the next din in the Mechaber. That you have to be living there for a year. If you're living there for a year, you're considered a ben ha'ir. Right, this is what Gemara has. Rosh HaKadah, right, beis dira. Nosing the b'na'ir b'chol hadvarim ha'tshichim l'tikun ha'choma t'losos t'char ha'paroshim v'ha'shomim t'amadinim k'yosi b'dvarim elu sh'shomim ha'ir. So you have to be living there 12 months. So it says, Ramah, Hagah, Hedavka b'stam. Avalim yadanu sh'rotsa l'kboa b'ir miyar havika anshe ha'ir. Whereas if you're moving into a community, and you're planning to live there, forever, I mean, indefinitely. So then, right away, you're mechuyav. The 12 months is if you're not sure, so we say, until 12 months, you're not considered ben ha'ir. But if you know for sure that you want to live there indefinitely, then what? Then you're chayv right away. But let me ask you the following question. What if you know you're living in a community, like I saw this a lot, like in well, there are a lot of communities that in Boston it's very common. Like people live there, you know, they're doing their graduate work, young couples are doing work in graduate school or whatever, and they're only planning to live in the community for three years or 2 years, but they know Meikara, they're only planning to be there for 2 years. So are they considered also B'nai Ha'ir?
Right.
And no. Okay, that's what Seth says. Does anyone agree with him or disagree?
I disagree.
You disagree?
Maybe for those 2 years. Maybe all you need is 3 years. Maybe all you need is 12 months to have to pay. Who says that you have to be there forever? He says that if you're going to be there for 12 months.
Well, unless you say that 12 months is just an assumption that you're planning to stay. But it's not, but it's not a halakha in 12 months. 12 months is just a hashara that some you're going to stay.
Right.
So, Rav Moshe, in the tshuva, I'll show you, just take a quick look on page 11. Page 11, the bottom arrow. The bottom arrow on page 11, Rav Moshe writes what Seth said. You will have it to Rav Moshe. Over the bar, b'nei ha-yeshiva, ha-tonim. In other words, this is talking about the monthly, the in yeshiva monthly, din yem yuchat. Chatim and that month, this was in Tavshin Yutet. How much, you know, monthly was not much in Tavshin Yutet. And I guess they started to build shuls then in monthly. In Tavshin Yutet. So, and there was yeshivas there. There was a base Medrash Elyon there. There was, right, there was a chashiva yeshiva there. So, the B'nai Yeshiva, the question, could they be taxed by the community in monthly for the local shul that's going to be built? Well, they can say, we're only going to stay in Kollel a couple of years and we're moving on. So, how much should we have to pay for the shul? With that, B'nai Yeshiva, Tonim, Shabbat, Lasham, Lasman, Tavua, Shasayim, Mishalashonim, the time of Gedoylahi. In other words, the time of the B'nai Yeshiva is a valid time that they don't have to pay. After the Dar Yud Beis Chodesh Ukanchi Ha'ir, right, even though the halacha is that if you're there for Yud Beis Chodesh, you're on She'ir, Lepas Ha'ir, because he's above Vasa Dabchet, Mestaber, Dehu Adin Lekol Tzach Ha'ir, after Bechol Shem Mishmet Zim Kuf Samak Gimel Tiv Beis, Yizkirat Tikan Achom Dlosses, Tzachar Parashim Vashomim, Mikol Mokom Mestaber, Shlobo Alameis, Bezeb Beis HaKnesses, to save the Torah. It's going on, in other words, that if Yud Beis Chodesh is applied to everything, all the year things, Shagam Kain, Huska Bistivalis, Mashkosim Ha'ir, גם בהכנסת ותורך הוא צורך הכל, הוא צורך עצמו כמו פות העיר, אבל כיוון שכותב הרמות שם הוא רק בסתם, אבל ידענו שרוצה לגבור בעיר מיד הביקן של העיר, מסתבר, לצפצת, שהוא גם להפך, אף ששואל יוסם יביאו בית חודש, אם ידוע שהוא לא מקביעת, אינו כאנשי העיר. איזו רמות של טיינס, כמו שאיזה ברמות שם, Father Mahani died by Chodesh Hanis Kaskakev Shom Tzol Machmet Onus, etc. Okay, but that's the point I wanted to show you. That in other words, Yud Beis Ha'ir, Yud Beis Chodesh is just that shots up that probably you'll stay if once you're there, Yud Beis Chodesh. If you're undecided, that's already considered Asher. But if you're decided one way or the other, then the decision to stay is machayev you right away, and the decision to leave passes you going to a Moshe, even if you're going to be there for 2-3 years. Now, the question that we have to discuss is, what about these communal things? Right, they have a lot of communal things that were mentioned here, you know, the Choma and the Beis Knesset and the Sefer Torah. So, what if a person says, I don't use these things, I don't need these things? Can a person exempt himself from the communal tax by saying that I am an individual who doesn't need whatever thing that is mentioned here? Or is it then in the community? That, in other words, I don't care whether you personally are going to use it or not. These are communal obligations. So the communal obligations, everyone has to partake whether you're going to use it or not. What would you say to that? You don't want to pay. You don't want to have it, but you'll probably use it once. Yeah. Still consider his. Oh, so let's see. Says in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuftam Gimel, page 4, in the Ramah, Kol Tzorkei Ha'ir, Afal Pi Shemiktsasan Einam Tzrichim, Hegon Beis Chasmus O Mikveh V'Kadomeh, Sil Hachi Tzrichim Retain Shulchan. That all Tzorkei Ha'ir, in other words, even if you're not going to use, say you have an old couple who doesn't need the mikveh anymore, right? And the community now is building a new mikveh, right? Like here, they just built a new mikveh. So not everyone who is in the community really needs that mikveh to use now. So do we say that, okay, the young couples who need it, that they'll pay for it, and the older people don't have to pay for it? So the Ramah quotes from the Marimin that everyone has to pay. Everyone has to pay. Even the Miktsasim that an Einam Tzrichim, you still have to pay for. And he quotes that from the Marimin. Okay, now without looking in the Sma, I want you to look at another Ramah and tell me how you think these two Ramahs relate to each other. And this Ramah is on page 5. So what is this halakha in the Tshuva Tarash? No? What does halakha say? You have people who ask, who have shtaros, that people owe them money, right? And apparently, they need some help with the shtaros. What type of help? To help get the money, to help write the shtaros, some type of help that they need from the tzar to help them be able to collect their chovos with the shtaros. And that's a communal service that the community will hire a tzar to help people who have shtaros to enable them to help them collect. Now, not everyone has money owed to them, right? Not everyone has money owed to them. Only certain people deal will have money owed to them. So here, the Ramah says that you have this communal service, that you have a tzar that you can come to, they'll help you with your shtaros, and it's paid by the community. So those that need the tzar, they pay towards having the salary of the tzar. Those that don't need the tzar, they could what? They don't have to pay. Here it's talking more about the people who lend out the money, who have the shtar that they're going to collect with. Okay, fine. But whoever in need of this service, the borrower, the lender, whoever in need of the service. So those that are needing the service need to pay. So the question is, why is that different? So the question that the Mefarshim ask, and I would like to hear your opinion without looking at the Mefarshim, I want to hear how you think it through. How does these two Ramahs stim? Seems at first glance it's a theory. The Ramah, they have both Samarimans, even if you don't need the mikvah, you still have to pay for the mikvah. Even though you don't need the base kashrus, you still have to pay for it. And here, the Ramah says, that's what? He quotes the Tshuva Sarash, that if you don't need the service, you're exempt from that community obligation. So how do we stim these two Ramahs? It's pretty good fear, huh? If you don't have fear, right? You go out of business, right? That's what they say, right? So, the world is always there, well, within the type of protection.
Rosenberg.
So you would say that if in a community where Rove our businessmen than what we did it in. And the meat, and then there are a couple of people who never saw a stock over in their lives. They have to, they have, still have to participate in this.
Maybe.
Okay. Does anyone else want to give
things?
Right. So we talk about basic necessities, we said even the meat before the road, but there is something that really everyone needs. Right. Right. There by basic necessities, everyone is going to use or needs the basic
necessities.
Even the mitzvah supposed to
know. Even
right, so in other words, you're asking on text. You see the mitzvah supposed to know. So why are you saying that it's falling wrong?
You don't say it's coming over, so you're saying it's something that most of the people need. It's a language that, which is used. But you're saying over, I don't know, then you have, then how do you answer the spirit?
Right.
Even then, even the spirit. Then you got something better than me.
Right. Oh. So does anyone want to suggest anything else before we look in the Makaris inside? I want to hear anybody else's own input. Okay, so let's take a look in the Sma. On page 4. Sifkat Lamed Beis. Kol Tzafei Af HaPishim Mitzvot HaNei Tzrikim Gom Beis Chasmas Nir Dafka Kol Kehani B'Kol Tzot Tzrikim Lebeis Chasmas O Mikdash Af in Yira Sheyokir Engel Tzorach Lo Mach Mazikna O Eizetam Yil Hoki Tzorach Litzim Mash Enkin Kshe Hosi Otzor Sheyazor Lahem Hasar Inyin Shachol Inyin Kloli So, how is he defining? How do you learn Pshat? What is the smart thing here? That there's a difference between something that seems the way one of the Sfarim explains, maybe the legal safer explains, one of the Sfarim explains the idea is that what? That most communities all over need these things.
Isn't that what the perfection says?
Well, what are those perfections? Right, Indian Kloli means it's something that usually needed in any given Sibur. Right. So something that, in other words, a Shachol thing, okay, there might be some communities that people are mainly merchants, but it's not something that is a Dover Kloli for all communities. There's certain things that are for all communities. Okay, you want to use the Lashon to perpetuate the community, like Eliyahu said, but it's something that's needed for all communities. So something that all communities need this, so that's how one of the Sfarim explains, the Sma, it says all communities need it, so therefore, you are mechuyav to pay for this, even though you don't need it at all. You're 95 years old, so you don't need the mikveh anymore. But all communities need a mikveh, or a mikveh within the vicinity, right? So since it's a dovah kloli for all communities, that is defined as a dovah kloli, memela, as a part of living in a tzibur, you're mechuyav to pay, even though you're not. You don't want to use it. You don't need to use it. But she ain't came to what? The shtachov, So the Shtar Chov is not something that all communities need. Because a lot of people are not, most communities probably are not people who require this service. So therefore that's not called a Dover Kloli, and the Mela, that type of service, is only for the people who really need the service, have to pay for it and not the other. Okay, that's how the Sma answers this Sphira in the Ramah. Okay, seems like a good. Now, the Piskei Tshuva just adds another nuance to the Sma. Take a look. Yesh Omrim Shim Hutzuku Lahotzi, Ayin Sma Le'el, Skot Lamed Bey, Shekot Zavol Daz Ramah Sham, Kol Tzelcha Yair, Apo Pisha, Mektos Anem Tzrichim, Nira Dafko Kol Kahani, Dechol Yisrael Tzrichim, Lebeis Chasnes O Mikva. Ma She'en Kein, Shehotziyo, Sheyazor Lahen, Next page. Hasar, Binyan Shtar Chov. Continuing on page. Five. She'enu inyan kloli. I'm sure. Mashmit all. So mashmit midvar the halacha gabi otzos sheyazor v'mishtar chov afilu rov anshei ha'ir nosnim v'nosnim b'shtaros ein amir tzrichim liten lahem v'siyua. Whereas he's saying like this that in other words, even in a community where 95% of the people need this service with the shtar chov, we're not Machayev, the 5% to give. Because this is not a Dover Kloli that all communities in general need. Where you have to define what is a communal need for all communities, all over. Once you define that's needed for all communities, then everyone has to give, even if you're not required, you don't require the service. But it's something that's not a Dover Kloli, that is considered an intrinsic communal need. Then only those that need the service pay for it. And then he says, and even in the community where the roles need the service, but it's not a dover that it's a kloli for all communities, then the mi'at doesn't have to pay if they don't need the service. So the shtar chov, even in the community where 95%, it was the din of the Ramah, that you don't have to pay for the shtar chov, is not only in a community where there are only 10% of the people who need the shtar chov service and 90 don't, that you don't have to pay. So I'm always talking even in the community where 95% need the shtar chov and 5% don't need the shtar chov, since it's not a dover kloli, then what? Then the 5% do not have to pay. But once the dover kloli, like the mikvah, even though the kainim don't need it, they still have to pay because it's considered a dover kloli. Once it's dover kloli, that's considered the chepta of the chiv hatzibur.
What did
he add? Without the piskei tshuva, he's pointing out based on the sma that what you could have thought that if most of your community needs the shtar chov, then even the miyat has to help pay for it. He's saying no, because the shtar chov by definition is not a dover kloli. So the Mela, therefore, even in a situation where your community, your own people need the shtar chov, nonetheless, the Miyat doesn't have to pay. That's he's just elaborating. I mean, that's a logical elaboration of the Sma.
Can you understand from that quote that by this method, if intrinsically it's that rabbi that you need to have this method around? I'm not saying came by shtar chov. It's just that each individual person wants to pay the shtar to make sure he goes and wants to spend his money. And then each individual just adds up to a row. My shame came to base connect, it's not that each individual needs it. The starting point is that the Rabbins do need a base connect for the rent. Base cost no often, you know that. That individual.
Oh, so we'll have to see when we see the truth of the monuments inside what where the other things come from. Right? In other words, we have a Tosefta for the right. We'll have to see what there are. There might be other Tosefta and other things. We'll see the monuments is going to quote.
Before the Beit Knesset, we need to say
agreed to freedom. He says if you look towards each other, give them money.
Right.
You're saying freedom.
By where?
By here, by mikvah, by wedding hall.
Right. So you can, so...
Right. I think that we said that we weren't even sure if that was people have to, if they don't want to.
Well, so therefore hoping you can force them. So Tzrikin is also... I would say Tzrikin is also the same thing like Kofun. Yeah, I don't necessarily think... Well, Tzrikin means you have to give it, and therefore you probably Kofun on it. That's what I... That's what I would think. Okay. So I think that the smile is a... Everything is beautiful now, right? We can go home now, right? Everything is beautiful. So there's one curveball here. Now I want you to see how you deal with this curveball. And the Shefer Mishnah Yosef points it out. I want to hear how you deal with this following curveball. Okay? The curveball is on page 9. It says on page 9, Gemara and Bava Basra, and Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah Rama Deshura Ad Rabban. Says they had a tax that they would put on the people of the community, and the tax was for protection of the city. So Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah Rama, he placed Deshura, this tax, Ad Rabban. On the rabbis as well. In other words, the rabbis have to pay the tax too. Amar Reish Lakish, Rabbanan lo tzrichin nitirusa. The rabbis do not need protection. Rabbis do not need, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you don't need protection. Because Baruch Hu protects you, so you don't need the protection, you don't need the wall. The wall is for the Amarakim, they need the wall. The Rabbanan don't need the wall, so Mamela, they don't have to pay the tax for the wall. But Rabbanan lo tzrichin nitirusa, the Siva Tapim, Michol Yubiyun, Hasapan Laman, even with Sadiqim, the Fishim, Michola Hashtakuli Shokti, Michola Shafat Yam Sadiqim, Michol Yubun, Hakam, Hasapan Masem Shal Sadiqim, Michol Yubun. Kamachomachal Shumuad Megin Alayan, Masem Shal Sadiqim, Shem Rubim, Lokal Sakin Shemagin and Malayan. Right? That the Chol is Megin Alayam and Masem Shal Sadiqim protect us. The Mamela, they are not considered beneficiaries of the wall. Because they don't have to, they don't need it. So maybe they don't have to pay for it. They don't have to pay for the tax of the wall. So the question that's raised, the Sefer Mishnah Yosef raises the question, so based on everything that we said, how does it work out? I mean, it's a lot that they don't need it, but this is a communal need, that every community needs some type of protection. So it's a davar klali, like, and therefore it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter that the Rabbanan don't need Nitzirusa. So what? They don't need Nitzirusa, but still, part of the Chovas HaTzibur is to Bishtatek, and it's something that, it is a Dovah Klal. It's not like the Ramoth case of the Shtar Chov, right? It's much more broad, right, than the Shtar Chov. So why should that, and we paskin like this halacha, right, the Rabbanan, that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. So if that be the case, so how does that stim, if the Sefer Mishnah Yosef, how does that stim with everything we've said till now? In other words, without this Gemara, we could go home already. We could go home, right? Everything was, we had all the steerers put in place, and everything, we were happy, and we got this great parrot, with the Sma, and with the Pesach Shuv, and everything was hunky-dory. And now, all of a sudden, we have a Gemara that's first glance schlugs up everything we said. So I want to hear how the Sibur here deals with this Gemara. You hear the question. You feel the question.
He makes problems for you, gives you solutions, but you never had those problems.
You know, so who needs them? So first I want you to feel the question here.
Because
And the elderly person who doesn't need the mikveh?
Where's the tzor going to come from? He is a mikveh. The tzor becomes part of the community.
He's a tzor.
He is like a shul. He's a tzor. I'm looking for something.
Yeah. So what do you think?
That's what he's trying to do. That's what he's trying to do.
So the other things of the tzibur he has to. Shenke the mikveh, paid by this kainim. So then what? What's there? Yeah, you might be, you need a mikvah. You can't be a tzaddik and the mikvah won't happen. You gotta pay. But there you gotta pay. But for this, you can be a tzaddik and it'll happen. Magic wall. The mikvah, you'd be a tzaddik, the world's not gonna get there. I like what he's saying. I like what he's saying, no? No? You like what he's saying?
It's okay.
Okay.
Because let's say the old person by the mikvah. So let's say he doesn't want to give money, but he's willing to give
a big
hole. Or he'll go around collecting money.
Or something
like that.
Yeah.
He'll still have to give money, or he's good enough to give his time, or his shovel, or...
Yeah, I guess he has a skill that he could donate. Because they're going to have to pay the builders anyway. So if he has a skill that he's a builder, so he can say, okay, instead of me paying $1,000, I'll give you $1,000 worth of my skill of building.
It's the same thing as Thomas skill of being Thomas.
Right. So in economics, he'd say the same thing by the mikvah. If he knows how to build mikvahs, from someone, he'll pay through that.
It's not from the text.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
So that works in good with you, see.
But now it's not.
I think, so therefore, he doesn't need Nitzirusa, so Mamela, his being a Talmud Chacham is protection for him, so that's Kalik is taking on. Right. Yeah, we're not saying he's making protection for everyone else. He doesn't need protection. Everyone has to be protected. So you paid, but you have to be protected. He doesn't have to be protected.
Communal protection.
No, he's not saying that. Everyone could provide that communal protection by being a Talmud Chacham. If everyone would be Talmud Chacham, then we'd have this invisible wall, and
everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone. I like what you're saying.
Could be, but in fact, why not? So what he's saying is that
on the fuck of the saying, I don't need it because we all don't need it, right? But the fact is that the facts on the ground are not like that. And therefore, by his pulling out, practically, you're leaving a void that can actually be filled by somebody else.
So when the Tom McCulloch's pulling out?
Yes. Because just, my objection is not on a conceptual level, it's on a practical level.
Everyone has to chip into the air fund. I'm not going to use the air. I'm not planning to use the air. I'm not planning to use the air. I forgot the end of the mamish, but I'm not going to rob him of hatos. Mamish Russia must give him her role. Apple Pisha Mir, Hamisnagim, Nirlem, Shatanusim, Hazokos, Ray, and Taylor the role. In Shomingham, Mosh in Shomingham, in front of Lonachnit Orchim, Lonachalik Sok, Lonachim Minit. Him Indian Lechi the Kora, in Tarn Lama, Etang the Satan, Kade Lahaknis Lahotzi, the Shabbat. Ani, Amy wrote there, Lahaknis Ulahotzi. I don't use the air. So why should, so there's a din that you also have to contribute to the air. But I don't use the air. I'm Sparty, I'm Machmi, I'm different reasons. I don't use the air. And he wrote that Lahaknis Lahotzi. Or the Kulana in Tarach. Lano Kolkat the Takonazu, for much because of my Ramat, or unless he called himself a Chuba now. Shimba Tor Kolkat, El Kokin Zed Zed. Along the name of Kabulan Tanus of Ain't Shoming Lo. Saint Gabi Bene Yer, Shokokin Zed Zed, with no safe at all, and the Vim Ksubun. And Tone Echon Mambo, at the Yelakim, in Kieshli Kidate Sarki, Ain't the Dvar Klub. Efter Shah Abel Dvar Shahuskub, the Mishnah Brighton, to set the Kokin and Fields to all day row. He's not the Lush of Kokin Zed Zed, right? You don't even need row. We're not going to cope him able at table. I mean, that, even if one person can be coped for someone else. I'm a shard bum, okay, I'll be a rope. But maybe certain things you need a rope, certain things you don't need a rope. Maybe the things in the Tosefta, like the Lechi and the base Knesset, you don't even need rope. So we go to the Kotav Gon Le'el, a rope coping, a more lignos base Hasnus, lignos listogo, apple pisha no plim, is that tiny thragos, the Yesh Mazet Hoein, tiny a dying ailey bunny. I don't have the bunny yet, so what do I need it for? Oh, a dialo gila pirkum, then I'm not going to need the hall for another 20 years. So why should I, kvar kopere, bunny of no sign of suing? Or they're all married already. So why do I need the simple hall for? Oh, ulai, lo asiyem bekan. Maybe we'll make aliyah and I'll marry them off in Yerushalayim. Oh, tzor gadol, a few hockey ain't shomim with tanuto. Doesn't matter. This is the Mari Mintz that I'm most quoting. Doesn't matter. You can't say my kids are married. Well, I'm moving to Eretz Yisrael. You can't say that. This is it. Elabonim beis chasnas kosher came the inyan hamikvah she'ena hotzal kol kach with lekal habe yosef milechi bekora beis chasnas they would bechal now kosher came shikos of gomus of tvar hey mashatonos as kenos ain't tzrichim the meitoa the main mikvah that needed to belt them told us ain't the vaksher can preach but all ain't tzrichis the meitoa the minak anoshim hayikoros at sheir shafil was kenos to belt there Rosh Hashanah. But that the Yom Kippur, he also matzvil simel latara utshuva. We times that yesh l'chayv gam anoshim afilu heim amolim. He lefomim hu yom eid be'erv Rosh Hashanah be'erv Yom Kippur. So he won't be able to go to the. What does he mean? It's going to be a goyish holiday, so he won't be able to go to the beach. What does he mean? Yeah. So he'll need the regular mikvah. He won't be able to use the ocean because it's flat. It's a goyish holiday. He'll fall out on Rosh Hashanah be'erv Yom Kippur. So he won't be able to go just down to the ocean. The Pablo Bird, yeah. Oh, Shabiyam Bezer, Yom Kippurim, Kumar Shana, but then we call him Yom Litbo Benaras, but they have shown the Litbo be able, Hayomim Minak Pashat Rogi, Achabok Tas, and the other movie they told us, and so we should be with Zuchovim, Bokhim, Rabbi Chaspila, Bokhim Kosh Lushaina, Shahaya Bokhim Vatol. So he does mention here in the Mari Mintz, and that's what we'll see, that maybe the idea is that everyone needs it in a certain way. But in a Hanami, if you don't need it, then like the Tamachach, and that's how the Mishnas Yosef, that's what you wanted to say, wanted to answer the problem with the Gemara Bava Basra. Then in a Hanami, if you don't need it, you don't have to pay. But these things, everyone might need it somehow. But the Tamachach is totally immune, he doesn't need it, he's never going to need it, and that's it. So therefore he doesn't have to pay. And the Chasam Sofer, he points out that the Shishotik and the Tshuva also makes mention of that aspect of the Tshuva Smari Mint. The Oitayim of the Afilu Zekenes Tzrich as a mikvah called Pani Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim the Tomu Tshuva. V'Yu Anosh Enanu V'Fon Mim Yeh Erev Rosh Hashanah V'Erev Yom Kippur V'Yom Eid V'Yom Yichol V'Tvol, etc. He says that. There's actually a Tshuva Smaram Alshach about this. I should... No, he's just quoting the Mari Mint. That, in other words, in explaining, as the Mishnah Yosef points out, that's the Tshuva. That the din that the Mari Mintz says, if you don't, even though you don't need it, you still have to pay. It's not shot that we thought before. There's a communal obligation and this and that. No, very, very selfish shot, so to speak. If you need it, you pay. You don't need it, you don't pay. the mikveh is Kanis bat, but she'll still maybe need it on Erev Rosh Hashanah, or she'll need an Erev Yom Kippur, or have a grandson who needs it, or a granddaughter, but, you know. If that's true, then the only thing that's bothering me, I'm not positive, is the Marim Mintz really saying that that was the mochiach, or is he just saying it was the yetzesteis? You know, he's saying, no, it's a communal thing you have to pay, and even, still, you know, you might need it anyway. But is he really saying that that was the mechayev, that you're going to, because you need it on Erev Rosh Hashanah? That's my hesitation. No, the mechayev is that you're part of the community. That's a communal obligation, even though you're not, and it's a dover klali, like the Sma said. But that's what...
And the
Gemara, you have to... What? In other words, and... Because the Talmud Chacham, because for Shmira, everyone could do the Shmira through that way. There are two ways of doing Shmira, either paying or being a Talmud Chacham. So if you're being a Talmud Chacham, you don't need the Shmira. But, and so therefore you don't have to pay. And then everyone has the alternative of being the Talmud Chacham, so since you have the alternative, so then you don't have to pay when there's... Well, it's easy, so it is. You don't have to pay when there's an alternative of achieving the ends by not paying. There's no thing that you have to pay, like putting up film. You have to pay. You have to pay if that's the only way to achieve the ends. But by Shmira, there's another way of achieving the ends. So every single individual can be the Talmud Chacham. It's not such that the Talmud Chacham is shomer in anyone. Every single individual could be yotze his chiyuv choma by being a Talmud Chacham. That's what Yitzchak said. Okay, maybe you don't. You see, there's only. Maybe it's a little. Okay, the question is, which way is the bigger? You know, we have to say which is the bigger stretch. I don't know. But we're close to Kachron, it's about the Prager, so.
I like Yitzchak conceptually, but I just see it as a practical rule for conducting a community, saying to everybody, you could be a Talmud Chacham, therefore, since you're not a Talmud Chacham, you have to pay.
But his way is much more practical.
Yeah.
The way it's set.
But certainly, the Malam, the Napoleon, doesn't say that. He seems to say, you know, thank you.
And this idea, and you think just saying that, we have to say?
Yeah, he seems to be, I mean, he's quoting that. That's his adding, the Mintz adding onto
the Maharam.
Right. He's rejecting. He's saying even though it's considered those practical considerations don't really matter.
Right. Okay, well, one thing, I just want to... Yeah. We have a couple of more things to do, so we're running a little bit late. So there's an Aruch HaShulchan on page 10 that could I to look at. And he says an interesting Kiddush, which hopefully Bez Hashem will talk maybe more later in the summer. Koping b'nei yezezel livnos beis knesses plus them Torah Nevi'im k'suvim. As far as the koping zezel goes mishnayis, the Gemara, Chabar Shulchan Aruch, both svarim and mukhrokim. The Kvar b'yarnu zeh at the Choshen Mishpat, and the Kuf Samach Gimel, and Shom. Nearly, a few years from Mokom Lispalo b'minyin, Shasokrim b'ayis Lispalo, this is very common. You have communities, they don't have a shul. They just rent space in a store or a public school or a bank they rent space. So that, he's saying, we'll have to see. We'll have to see more about this later. But he seems to say that's not a base knesses really. We'll have to see. It's going to be a big nafkamina if those places that rent, does it really have to do some space connections? Like, I know one place that rents, they wanted to have, during the week, to have karate lessons. So we'll cover up the Kodesh, and we'll move the chairs away, and they'll have karate lessons during the week. So is that okay? Because you could say maybe, since it's a storefront that's being rented, so maybe it doesn't have a din based connection, maybe it doesn't have to do some space connections. Yeah, everything. You can have karate lessons there.
We'll see
if that's really so. You know, like Ainlanu Bismanat, question is, what do we have? That's what Rabelski Schlitter once said. Whenever people use the word "zmanazeh," you have to get wary. You know, because that's like a common catchphrase in halacha. So the question is, what do we have? That's all we'll have to learn more. What do we have "zmanazeh"? You know, like some posts can say, "Ein lanu beis hakifei zmanazeh." Right? That's not the real din beis kifei. That really, if need be, you can daven shmon esrei. You know, that's a shot. Someone got locked in. You know, in the bathroom, and it's my feeling is. It was passing, and there's no one who was using it then. It was just the base kise for the question. So you're right, there's something in the Chazanish. Maybe that's not called the base kise because everything gets flushed down. It's not like the base kise. So this is an important thing, that even though the Sochrim, and everyone's happy. They've been paying the rent for 15 years.